Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we're joined in the booth right now by Hot Sauce Club. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
How we going?
Good, good. How are you guys?
Yeah, good.
Bloody good, eh?
Good.
Yes, just played the live to air. How was that?
It was great. Warm.
Sick.
Yeah.
It was real hot, eh?
Yeah. Just did 10 laps in the swimming pool straight into the sauna, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, no, great. It was great. Good fun.
It was good.
Good fun. Yes.
Thanks.
Of course. You just released a couple new songs, a couple new singles, did a whole lot of shows here, there and everywhere. How was all of that, I guess?
Yeah.
Fast paced.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was great.
We like to, I don't know, we like to go quantity over quality,
yeah.
Maybe sometimes.
Just like, oh, see how many gigs we can do in like two weeks. Let's go.
I live in Tauranga now, so it was like I was back for 2 weeks. It was like, let's just play like 20 gigs in 2 weeks. And it was hectic. But no, it was fun. And then the singles.
Yeah.
Yeah, we put out Waiting on Change few weeks ago now.
Yeah.
Maybe a month ago, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels good to get that one out, eh?
Yeah, it feels good.
Bit of a change in direction.
Yeah.
Kinda also the direction we're going in with the rest of our forthcoming album. It's good. Yeah, thank you.
For sure. Of course. Well, tell us a little bit about that change in direction. What's Waiting on Change about? What's the new album gonna be like?
Oh, Waiting on Change kind of just speaks about a period of our lives where, you know, we were going through so much change, maturation, becoming an adult. It's a very tumultuous period, isn't it? Especially in, you know, the place we live in. This, you know, Otipoti is awesome. It's also a very intense party lifestyle going on here, so... a lot of partying occurs, and sometimes with that, you know, you have the ups and downs.
Yeah.
You're just waiting on change, you know.
you also have your big highs though. So it's such a cool lifestyle down here. But I think that that song kind of just speaks about this lyrically. From my point of view, it was a bit of a reflection on my past 2 years, as well as what I noticed amongst my peers and my friends, and yeah. And it kind of speaks, you know, got to the end of that period and it feels like everyone started to settle into their place in the world. And,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
For sure. And does the album kind of speak to that as well? Or
I, you know, at the time, writing the lyrics, I didn't really look at it that way.
Yeah.
And then reflecting on it, you know, I often just write whatever comes to mind without really thinking about it, and then reflecting back, I kind of assigned meaning to a lot of the lyrics, and you know, majority of it kind of speaks about mental health and, you know, similar themes to what I just mentioned.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the last few songs have been based around that as well, so and trying to tie it together in like, you know, a fun positive way a lot of the time, and then switching tack and, you know, going a bit deeper sometimes. So yeah.
Sure.
Oh, I got a question.
Hit us, Jordan.
Would you love me if I was a worm?
Oh. Yeah, this question's awesome. See, like, but if you were a worm, would you like, would you feel love like human beings feel love?
Worms have five hearts.
Five hearts.
That's we could be here for hours if we're not.
Do you feel love in your heart, or do you feel love somewhere else?
No, it's all in my five hearts.
Then there you go. I'd love you if you were a worm.
Yes. Okay.
How many lives do worms have?
Five more times?
Huh?
How many lives do worms have?
I assume like five.
Five for every heart?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you cut them up, they still keep going.
Yeah.
But if they've got five hearts, would not all five hearts be like useful for something? Like, I feel like if our one heart died.
We need a worm expert in here.
They're not exactly pumping much blood around them, you know? They're pretty small.
Didn't they, like, cut up, like some sort of worm? I don't think it was an earthworm, but, like, some sort of worm into, like, many pieces, and then they, like, it was an experiment to see if they'd, like, grow back, and then they cut it up into, like, 10 or 12 pieces, and then, like, all the 10 worms survived, eh? Like, it was crazy.
Sure, that's not just posthumous wriggling, though?
No, I think it was
nerves.
Later.
It was all the nervous system still kicking, bro.
It wasn't earthworms, but it was some sort of worm.
I know starfish, you cut off one of their arms that grows into another starfish.
Wow.
Just keep going.
Is that how they reproduce?
I have no idea.
We should give it a go. Should we just start a lab in the back here?
Just start cutting out starfish and worms. Yeah.
I don't think we have any more live ears for the year. So
biology class with Radio 1 Critic. There we go.
It would be fun. It would be fun.
Thanks.
Also, has anyone ever said to you, she hot sauce on my club till I max came?
Wow.
No. You never come up with that banger
That
before?
Is the first time I've ever heard it. I wish I could hear
it
more.
She hot sauce on my club till I max came.
Like, that's a good one.
How does that make you feel?
A little bit uncomfortable.
I love it.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll write it.
I wanted to actually ask a serious question about the U-Bar gig, because that was it's kind of like home for you guys. So, yeah. How was it returning back there since you guys have been away for so long?
That point night was good, eh?
Yeah,
it was fun. Yeah. I mean, so many memories there.
Yeah.
And played and met so many people and, It's always great playing there. Feel home, for sure.
That was where our first ever... Our first three gigs were.
Yeah.
At U-Bar. Not necessarily Pipe Night, but, that kind of just became home for us for a bit. And then we didn't play one for, a year and a half. We didn't play at U-Bar for, a year and a half. And then coming back was pretty surreal, eh?
Mm.
Sweat dripping on you from the ceiling. It was just the same. It was so good.
And so many people in the crowd that, we kind of built up this, following of people that would love our music and be there, but there was some this time around there were so many new people, which was epic to see as well.
Sure.
It was a good crowd. Great turnout for it. I mean, and then you played a whole bunch of other gigs too. You played your album teaser at the Crown.
Mm-hmm.
How that was
fun.
That? Yeah,
that was sick. Probably the highlight.
It was my favorite one.
Yeah,
we haven't played a headline home show in a long time since the start of the year. And it was awesome to be able to test out our whole album.
Yeah.
Because we hadn't played half of that live before.
True.
And it was cool. It was a really supportive environment of you know, mates and people we've seen at gigs before, and it was cool to be able to test that new material out on them and have it, you know, it seemed to be pretty well received, so that was positive for us. Means, you know, hopefully the release will roll out pretty sweet.
And at the Crown too. Iconic.
Yeah, Crown's
your own legend.
Legend.
Yeah.
Great time. Yeah. That last song you played on your live to air, is that one of the new releases as well?
That is our next single, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's called Mask Narrator.
Yes.
Mask.
It's so sick. I love playing that. Get the slide out. Get it singing.
It's nice
get
and
loose
heady.
With it.
Yeah.
It's mosh pits normally go down when we play.
It's our heaviest tune on the album.
Yeah.
I think with the album we went so many different directions. There was heavy, there was ballady, there was surf rocky, there was nice and intimate, and then there was just Mask Narrator. It's probably a favourite, eh?
Yeah, it's a good
my
one.
Favorite. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's also coming out 20th of November. Next
Very
single.
Exciting.
What?
It's soon, actually.
First to hear it here.
Put it in the calendar.
Yeah.
Month away.
Month away, almost to the day.
I know.
Crazy.
It's the one. Oh. Uploaded it to distribution today.
Wowie.
Thanks, DRM.
Very exciting.
I got a question. How's the label going? What's happening with that?
Velvet. It's going great, actually. We've been working pretty hard behind the scenes on that. We've just been running a bunch of shit. Can I swear?
Yeah.
Running a bunch of shit the last little while.
It's on the whiteboard too.
Yeah. Shit going wrong. Just running a bunch of shit over the last few months. We ran a couple tours for some artists. Ivy, who may or may not be in Sound of Velvet very soon. And don't tell anyone. And then, ran a mini festival here and a few other things. So it's been really fun. It's just been good kind of networking with new people and trying to create a presence within the Otipoti scene, but also up in Tamaki Makaurau and Ototahi. Coming up next, we've got basically just releases from all of our artists on the label, like Hot Sauce, releasing shortly. Pool House have an EP coming out, a brilliant EP. Frank on Tap are working on some new material at the moment, so yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, very exciting.
Because speaking with the collabing with like and getting involved with all the scene, recently when you've been performing shows, haven't you had like other artists come and like do backing vocals and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
When you having like Becca Caffin on and shit?
How could we forget that?
Becca Caffin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
unreal.
Becca
unreal
Caffin, talent, the legend.
Sure. Yeah.
Emily Kerbel, Jesse Hannon.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say, I don't think this is even up for argument, like, they are the best three singers in the scene.
They're
like,
so
they
good.
Are, they are...
Unreal.
They are crazy, so...
Like, even that first practice, they turned up, and there was, like, you guys just in the corner, and I was bringing my stuff in, and I just, like, dropped it all, and I just, like, sat there and listened. It was that good.
Yo.
Yeah. It was
quite,
unreal.
Yeah, it was quite nice, because sometimes I'm quite pitchy, so it was, like, a bit of cover-up. Like, you know, they were singing if I went flat, like, they covered it. It's all right.
A little bit of live auto-tune.
Really just brought them in. I really just brought them in to make me look better, you know? it was awesome. It was great singing with them. They are awesome. They are phenomenal singers. Yeah. So, yeah.
Did they feature on the album at all, or is it just live?
Not yet.
Not yet. True.
Hopefully soon.
They might. Who knows?
Yeah. We've actually got an announcement. We're recording, if there's anyone listening here that knows us, we're recording some backing vocals for the last song on our album.
At some point.
In the next week or two. So if you'd like to get involved, hit us up on socials and you can feature on a track.
When have I ever sung in my entire life?
You don't have to know how to sing either.
True.
Yeah, just turn up. Just turn up and have fun.
Group dancing.
Oh yeah, interpretive dance. I can do that.
Logan Edwards is outside the interview room right now wearing our cow mask.
Yeah.
Mask narrator.
Oh yeah, what's about the cow mask?
That's the next single.
The mask is the next.
Yeah, you'll probably see a lot of that over the next few weeks on socials.
True,
it's a bit weird.
It's intense. Good. No. We like weird.
Yeah. That's fun.
Worms.
It's good. Yeah.
Oh yeah, octopuses have three hearts as well.
So, oh, sweet.
So five hearts for worms.
Why do we only have one? I want more. One more love to give.
You'll have to take it up with management.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Send me the dates,
John.
Where are you?
I don't know what else to ask. I was going to ask about the album, but I feel like it's everything. Everything's covered.
What else have we got to get off our chests?
Deepest, darkest secrets.
We forgot about this one. That was actually our last gig. It remains to be seen whether it's ever or... But yeah, Jack and Rory beside me are moving on.
We are, unfortunately,
bigger and better things.
Very, very hard decision.
So, yeah,
life.
It was a nice way to play our last gig, is that lineup. I hope we can keep doing more stuff in the future.
Sure. Mm.
We've got stuff planned, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, it's been a good few years, hasn't it, fellas?
Unreal.
That was a good way to go out, because we've always been so close with Radio 1, you know?
Yeah.
So, that is what we want to get off our chest.
It's quite a sad note to end on.
Yeah.
Just laugh heaps in that.
Yeah. And shit.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you, Radio 1.
Thanks you guys. Everybody.
Keep it locked on the one.
I mean, yeah, it was great chat. It's always fun. But we've got Tony Hawk up next. Let's go.
It's a knee slapper that long.
You're listening to Radio 1. This is Monday Drive. I'm Maddie.
I'm Jordan.
Cheers, guys.
And
keep
this
it
is
locked.
Club.
Stop and stare. Some lichen hazel skin. Special power she's got within. To get caught up is.
Now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.